The Mishnah begins on Daf Samach Beis and Beis. Meruba midas tashlumei kefel mi midas tashlumei arba v'chamisha. We know that a ganav has extra chumras to him. The Gemara on Daf Ayintesim Beis mentions what the difference between a ganav and a gazlan is. We had reference to this in the sugya of list and mezuyin. Remember that on Daf Nun Zayin Amud Aleph. The difference between a ganav and a gazlan is that a ganav steals in a secretive way, and a gazlan steals b'chazka. He steals b'farhesya. He takes the object directly from the bayin. So when it comes to a ganav, there are extra chumras. First of all, there's a chiyuv to pay kefel. Not only does he pay keren to the bayin, he has to pay the principal back to the bayin, but he also has to pay kefel. He pays double. And there's also a din of dalid vehek. Yigno vish shor oseh utvochem mocharo chamisha boki yishan tachas ashor v'abatzon tachas aseh. That if he steals a shor v'seh, then he has to pay four or five, right? Five tachas ashor v'abatzon tachas aseh. These are the chumras that you have, the midah. These are the chumras that you have by ganef over gazlan. So the Mishnah says that kefel is more chumra than dalid vehek within ganef. Kefil is more chomer than dal v'heihau. Shemidas tashlum kefil noheges ben medav sheish baruch chayim ben medav sheim baruch chayim. The midah of kefil applies ben medav sheish baruch chayim, something that's living, or even something that's not living. You steal a ball from someone. You steal a baseball bat. You steal an object from someone else. Then there is a chiv of kefil if you do it secretively. But dal v'hei, there is no such chiv. There's a gzeras hakosa that the din of dalav vehei only applies if you're gonev a shor v'seh. So there are two things, right? First of all, it has to be a gneva, but secondly, it has to be a shor v'seh in order for the din of dalav vehei to apply. Shenemar ki yigno vish shor oseh utvocho o mechor v'gomer. It's dafka shor oseh. So the midah of dalav vehei is different. It's limited. More limited than the midah of tashlumei kefil, because kefil applies even if it's not shor v'seh, but dalav vehei only applies if it's shor v'seh b'levad. That's the first chelik of the Mishnah. Now, clearly, the second case, the din of tficha mechira, is talking about that you have a geneva, and then on top of the geneva, you're doing a tficha mechira. The chiv of kefil is whenever you have a ma'isa geneva, there's always a chiv kefil, but tficha mechira is that you stole b'derek geneva, not b'derek zeila. You stole dafka b'derek geneva. And then you have a tficha mechira. If you stole a shor aseh, so then there'll be a chiyuv of dalid vehei. Comes the Mishnah and has a second halacha. Ein agonev achar haganav mishlam tashlumei kefel, v'lo atovech v'lo amocher achar haganav mishlam tashlumei arba v'chamisha. Someone who's gonev achar haganav, meaning this ganav rishon who stole from the bailim, and then you have a ganav sheni who steals from the ganav rishon. So the Mishnah says a chiddush that gonev achar haganav is not mishalem kefel nor dalid vehei. There's no chilik between the two. You're not mishalem either of them. Right? That even though he's a ganav, he's still secretively, but he's stealing from the ganav rishon, so comes the Mishnah and gives us a chiddush. That even though there's a din of kefel and a din of dalid vehei by gonev min abaylem, but gonev min aganav, there's no chiyuv kefel, there's no chiyuv dalid vehei. Okay, that's the Mishnah, first Mishnah in the parak. So the question is why? Why is gonev achar haganav not mishalim kefil or dalad vehe? There's two halachas that we have to explain. No chiv kefil, no chiv dalad vehe. So Rashi says, "Ein gonev achar haganav d'chziv gunav mi beis ha'ish v'lo mi beis haganav." Rashi says it's a pasuk. Pasuk. Where's the pasuk? So we know this is in Parashas Mishpatim. Kiyitu in ish al re'eo kesef okelim lishma v'gunav mi beis ha'ish and imatzi haganav yishalim shnayim. It's not much shomrim. Right, the case of Shomrim, Shomer is holding the pikadon shalabailim, and the pasuk says v'gunav mi beis ha'ish, it's stolen from beis ha'ish. Who's the beis ha'ish over here? Who's the ish that the pasuk is referring to? Who's the ish? The Shomer, Eitan, right? The Shomer, right? So it's stolen from beis ha'ish. The pasuk says imimatzi haganav yishalem shnayim. It's a chiyuv of kefil. That's not the ikker mocker for kefel. Though the truth is, you look in the Gemara and Samach Gimel and Beis, there's one day that holds this is the ikker mocker for the chi of kefel by Ganav himself. Right? This is this psuk, this pasuk, the next pasuk is going to talk about towing time as Ganav. Right? Imi motzei Ganav yishalem shnayim. If the Ganav is found, then you pay two. If you don't find the Ganav, so then the Shomer has to come to Bezdin. He has to take a shvua. He denies. Right, he claims that there was a geneva. So if you find out that he himself stole it, so then there's a chiv of kefil. The shomer himself has to pay kefil. That's the basic psukim. But some say that this first pasuk in the sugya of Toin Tanis Ganav, in the pasuk in the parasha that talks about Toin Tanis Ganav, that's the mokar for Chiv Kefel in general by Ganav. Aye, but there's the previous pasuk also. There are two pasukim, so they talk about it. What's the tzricha? So why do you need all these pasukim? But says Rashi, this is the mokar that Ganav Achar HaGanav is not Mishalim Kefel Odali Behe. Right? The gunav mi beis ha'ish, v'lo mi beis ha'ganav. Sounds like if the geneva, if the chayvet is stolen from beis ha'ganav, there's no chiyuv of kefa. Okay, there's at least no chiyuv of kefa. That's what the psukim are talking about. So this is not Rashi who's mechadesh this mokar. It's really a gemara. The gemara says this later on about samach tesam beis. Gemara there on samach tesam and aleph quotes Rabbi Yochanan's famous halacha. Oh, so much ink has been spilt on this statement. Right? Rabbi Yochanan says that let's say someone steals, not Gneva, Gzela, either one. For this halacha, it's the same. Ganef and Gazlan are the same. For many halachas, Ganef and Gazlan are the same. There are certain distinctions, but for many of the halachas, it's really the same dinner. So for this halacha, it's even by Gozal. Gozal v'lo nisya'ishu habaylim. V'lo nisya'ishu habaylim. What does that mean? Yush. Okay, we're not going to get into the whole detail, right? But basically, the baylim have not given up hope to get back the object. Right? So if they haven't been nisya'ish, they still have a tzviya, they still have a zika, a connection to the object. And we'll have to see what that means. What kind of a connection do they have? If the Yush is the Ganav going to be Kona? Is the Lokeach going to be Kona? Lokeach from the Ganav going to be Kona? How exactly does that work? Okay, these are details that we're going to have to deal with. But as long as there isn't the Yush Bailim, Zokter B'Yochanan, both of them can't be Makdish. Neither the Bailim nor the Gazla. Neither one can be Makdish the Chepetz. Meaning, they can't be Makdish the Chepetz, they can't be Makna the Chepetz. Neither one is a full Bailis over here. Zelefisha and Ashalov, Zelefisha ain't no Bershusa. Zelefisha ain't a shalom, that means the Gazlan can't do it because it's not shalom. That's poshut. The Gazlan doesn't own the object. But Zelefisha ain't a beshus, so the Nigzal can't be makdashit either. He can't be mocharit either because even though it's still shalom, he wasn't messianish, it's still a shalom, it belongs to him, but it's not beshusa. It's not in his possession in a certain sense. We have to understand what does that mean, ain't a beshusa. That's a big question. We show him, talk about it. But to put it simply, ain't a beshusa means even though you're the owner, but you don't have full control over this object. Right? That's clear. The Gazlan has this object, so you don't have full control, so it's Eino B'Shuscha. So it's Eino B'Shuscha, you can't be Makdash, you can't be Mocher. It's Rabbi Yochanan's din. So where did he see this? So there's a whole discussion in the Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan paskins like a Stam Mishnah. He always paskins like a Stam Mishnah. So the Gemara in Samach Tesam and Aleph points out that the Stam Mishnah sounds like the Tznuim. The Tznuim? Yeah, the Tznuim. There's a big sugi about the Tznuim here. Some chesam and beis, some chesam and alf. You know, we're just we're just traveling a train over here, seeing the sugya. Fine. you can look at the sugyas in greater detail, but we're here just to see a little bit and to get a sense, right? So the tznuim have a famous shita. They hold that you can be makdish, even something that's not bershuscha. They're actually talking about being mechalal ma'aser sheni that's not bershuscha. Okay, the tznuim with tzaddikim. So they used to say that kol hanilkat mizeh yehi mechulal al zeh, that someone who comes to my field and steals kerem revai, we know revai, not the revai has a din of ma'aser sheni, you have to eat in Yerushalayim, has the same din, but you can be podin. So the tznuim with tzaddikim and medaktikim and mitzvahs, they would say that any kerem revai that's plucked from my field, I'm going to be mechalal. That kerem revai should be mechulal on the moos that I have. Right? So it's strange. How can the tznuim say that? Well, once it's plucked, it's nigzal. A person's stealing. So they wanted to save someone from an isek zela. So they said, okay, if he takes the kerem revai, it should be mechulo, it should be podoy. So at least they shouldn't be over the iser of eating kerem revai outside Yerushalayim. Now, that's what they wanted to protect someone from. So how could they do that? But it's not Bershusam. So that's what the Gemara says. It's Tznuim hold that apparently you could be Mechalel, even a Davashayna Bershusam. That's the simple pshat in the Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan argues, and he says, no, you can't be Mechalel, you can't be Makdash or Mocher, something that's not Bershusam. And that would apply to Chil Maiser Sheni, Chil Kerem Revai, just as much as it applies to a Nigzel being Makdash or being Mocher, or the Gezel, if they were not Messianish. So, frankly, the Gemara, where did Rabbi Yochanan see that? What stoma did he see? So, Rabbi Yochanan stoma achrina ashkach. The Gemara in Samach Tesam Abay says Rabbi Yochanan saw a stam mishnah that implied that you can't be makdish adav shena b'shusa. Right? That implied that gezel is ainu b'shusa b'ayla. Not that you can't be makdish adav shena b'shusa. He assumed as a davar poshet that you can't be makdish adav shena b'shusa. But he saw in the mishnah that gezel is ainu b'shusa b'ayla. How so? That's all Mishnah. Mishnah says that Goni Bachar Agana doesn't pay Kefel. Am I? Bishlam Alaganav Rishalom Nishalem, Begunav Mibes Toish, Begunav Mibes Aganav, Ela Labailim Nishalem. So, Ferg the Gemara, Alaganav Rishalom, I understand the Ganav Shem is not going to have to pay Kefel, Begunav Mibes Toish, Begunav Mibes Aganav, it's Dofeng Zeres Akosov, that it's not called Beis Toish, you didn't steal from Beis Toish, so you're not going to have to pay Kefel, Ela Labailim Nishalem, but you should have to pay to the Bailim. Must be that no, it's not called Beis Ha'ish. If you take from Ganav Rishon, if Ganav Sheni steals from Ganav Rishon, it's not called Beis Ha'ish. Klapi the Bailim either, because it's not Bereshusim. So because it's not Bereshusim, it's not Beis Ha'ish. Klapi the Bailim either. What was the kash of the Gemara? Bishlam al Ganav Rishon. I understand the Gunav mi Beis Ha'ish tells me v'lo mi Beis Ha'ganav that you're not going to be chayiv kayfel to the Ganav Rishon because you need to steal from Beis Ha'ish. And stealing from the Ganav Rishon is not from Beis Ha'ish. Elo le bailim neshalim, but you should have to pay to the bailim. You should have to pay to the bailim. The Havamim of the Gemara clearly wasn't that Beis Ha'ish is defined by the physical structure of the bais. Meaning you don't have to steal from the bais of the bailim in order to pay kefal. That's clear. Because if you have to steal from the bais of the bailim, then the bailim are no different than the Ganav Rishon. If the Ganav Rishon is holding on to the object, and that's why the Ganav Shem doesn't have to pay kefal to the Ganav Rishon, because it's not stolen from Beis Ha'ish, so it's doch dezelbe zach by the real Bailam. It's not Beis Ha'ish, it's not the Beisam, it's not in the physical house. So that was not the Havamim of the Gemara. The Gemara understood that v'gunav mi Beis Ha'ish doesn't mean you have to steal from the physical bias of the Bailam. But the Gemara thought v'gunav mi Beis Ha'ish means you have to steal from the Rishus HaBailam, from the possession of the Bailam. So Bishlama, stealing from the Ganav Rishon, you don't have to pay kefal to the Ganav Rishon because it's not in their possession bechlal. They don't own it. So if they don't have the shalom, if it's not shalohem, it's not in their possession bechlal, of course it's not Beis Ha'ish. Ela lebailim neshalim, but I'd have a havam, you know, maybe it is called Beis Ha'ish, klapi the bailim. Why? You stole from the bailim, even though it's not bishusam, but you stole shalohem, you stole the object of the bailim, it is in their possession. And maybe even in the Havamina we thought that not only is it Shalahem, it's even Bershusa, meaning they're a full Bailim. Why shouldn't you have to pay Kefil to the Bailim? You stole an object that belongs to them. It's not Bevesim, it's not in their physical house. Who cares? Beis Ha'ish doesn't mean that it has to be in their physical house. But Gunav mi Beis Ha'ish means you have to steal from the possession of the Bailim. You stole from the possession of the Bailim because you took an object that doesn't belong to you, it belongs to the Bailim. So why shouldn't you have to pay Kefil? Zokter B'Yochanan, Ella, what do you see? Zelafishen Hashalov, Zelafishen Bershusa. That gezev alone is yaishu habaylim, even though the object is still shel habaylim harishonim, but it's not bereshusam. They're not in control. They're missing something in the bailis. V'gunav mi Beis Ha'ish tells me that not only if you steal from the ganav rishon, you're potter from paying kefal to the ganav rishon, you're also potter from paying to the bailim because it's not called Beis Ha'ish. You're not stealing from reshusam. You're certainly not stealing from beisam, but so what? Beis Ha'ish doesn't mean that you have to steal from Beis. It means you have to steal from their Rishus. The Chiddush is that it's not even called Rishus HaBailim, that the object is not Rishus HaBailim HaRishonim, because once it's Nigzal, then it's Takana Rishus. It might be Shelohem, but it's not considered Rishus. And that's the Mokka, that you don't pay Kefel. Go to Vachar Aganav, doesn't pay Kefel. Even to the Bailim HaRishonim, it's not Vagunav Mi Beis Ha'ish. So the Havamina is that maybe I should say that Gezel is like a Pikadon. We know Pikadon kol hecha de Isa b'shusa de mari Isa. It is b'shus habaylim. Even though it's b'veis hashomer, that's really called b'veis habaylim. Because itake is b'shusam. It's fully b'shus habaylim. Even though it's not actually in their physical house, it is b'shus habaylim. The bailim can be makdish a pikadon. They can be mocher a pikadon, even if it's not b'vesim, because it's b'shusam. It's shalohem and b'shusam. The shomer doesn't want to keep the object; he's holding it on behalf of the bailim. So a pikadon kol hecha de isa b'shusa demari isa avada. Someone who steals from Beis HaShomer, he's going to be chayev kefil. He'll be chayev dalad behe. That's what the pasuk is talking about. If you steal from Beis HaShomer, Beis HaShomer, how are you going to be chayev shnayim for that? As the Gemara later on in Daf Ayin Tes Amud Aleph says, Mali ganav shegonav mi beis hashomer, Mali ganav shegonav mi beis bailim. It's doch the zel bazav. Beis hashomer is beis bailim because they're holding it on behalf of the bailim. So it's shel ha bailim and it's brishus ha bailim. Avadi you should be chayiv kefil for that. The chiddush of the Gemara in Daf Samach Tes Amud Beis is that a gazlan is different. A gazlan is not a shomer. A gazlan is mafkia the bailis of brishusah from the bailim. Because they're not holding it on behalf of the Bailam. The Gunami Beis Ish tells me that if you steal from the Ganav Rishon, you'll be parted from paying kefil to the Bailam, because that's not called stealing from the Rishus HaBailam. It's not called stealing from the Rishus HaBailam. Many have pointed out that this idea is really licked in the vert of the Tosus Rid. The Tosus Rid on there on the Samach Tes Amud Beis really seems to say this Yisod. How does he learn the Kasha there in the Gemara? Ela lebailam yishalim. Perishim eidei ganav rishon kodem leidei ganav sheni. Shalmu shneim lebailam. The afal gav here. Let's pick it up from here. The afal gav lo koi b'shus abailam. Even though it's not b'shus abailam, kol heichid de koi didei havi. V'havale kilu b'chziro ganav rishon lebailam. V'gonvo ganav sheni mi beis bailam. Says the Tosfos Rid, the Havim, the Gemara is Lebailim, Leshalim, even though it's not Bishus HaBailim. What does that mean? Even though it's not Bishus HaBailim. He means, even though it's not in the physical, not Rishuso in the halachic sense, even though it's not Bishus HaBailim, it's not in the physical bias of the Bailim. But Kol Heicha Dekoi Didei Havi, wherever it is, it should be Didei, it should be viewed as though it's in the Rishus of the Bailim. Didei Havi doesn't only mean Shelo. It means it's even Bershusam. It's completely theirs. The Havale Kiluach Zero Ganav Rishon Lebailim, Vagonvo Ganav Sheni Mi Beis Bailim. It's as if the Ganav Rishon returned it and the Ganav Sheni stole it from the Beis HaBailim. Why is it not a full Bailis of the... Why shouldn't the original Bailim have a full Bailis of Yeshalohem and Bershusam? Just like the Kodom. That's the Kasha. Tosfos is learning that's the Kasha. What's the answer? Zelofishena Lashalov, Zelofishena Bershusam. Obviously, Gezel is different than Pikodom. Gazlan didn't have Pikadon. By Pikadon, Taka Kolecha the Isse Beshusa de Mare Isse. But Gazel is different. Once the Ganav takes it from the Bailim, so then it's Taka not Beshusa. It is Shelohem if it's Lonis Yashua Bailim, but it's not Beshusa. Kiveger, on the Mishnah here in the beginning of the Perek, he draws this distinction between Pikadon as opposed to Ganav, as opposed to Gazel. Hainu kevan de haganav. He quotes Rashi. He says, "Hainu kevan de haganav machzik b'dover b'toras gneva lo havi adover b'shus bailim." The gunav mi beis to ishvo mi beis haganav tells me that going v'ach haganav is not mishnah teshul lekevel. Why? Well, what's the tam adover? Because it's not b'shus bailim once it's nignav. Mi hartayman yochel lakdisho. That's why he can't be makdish. Rabbi Yochanan's halacha. V'lo karina bekiyakdish ish is beiso. Mishemachi lo mikri mi beis ish. Just like the nigzal can't be makdish once.